This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Both Russia and Ukraine say they've made a little progress during a third round of peace talks on Monday. Mykhailo Podolyak is an advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He said, without elaboration Monday, that there were some small positive shifts regarding logistics of humanitarian corridors to allow civilians to flee some besieged Ukrainian cities. He said that consultations will continue on in ways to negotiate an end to the hostilities. Russia's top negotiator, Vladimir Medinsky, said he expects that humanitarian corridors in Ukraine will finally start functioning Tuesday. He said no progress has been made on a political settlement, but voiced hope that the next round could be more productive. Meanwhile, the humanitarian crisis in Ukraine is deepening. Russian forces intensify their shelling, and food, water, heat, and medicine grow increasingly scarce. Ukraine says it is facing a medieval-style siege by Moscow to batter it into submission. The United Nations Children's Fund says vulnerable children make up a large proportion of the more than 1 million Ukrainians who have fled Russia's invasion of their country. Half a million children, some of whom are unaccompanied, have crossed into Poland and other neighboring countries, according to UNICEF. The mass exodus of Ukrainians is producing what many fear will be Europe's largest refugee crisis since World War II. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, said in a statement, "I have worked in refugee emergencies for almost 40 years, and rarely have I seen an exodus as rapid as this."